I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report says persecution against Christians has increased in 18 countries since 2020. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says much of this persecution is happening in Africa.
As we see the spread of radical Islam from north to south, as we see more and more Africans raised up in that kind of Islamist militancy that wants to create a caliphate, wants to have Islamic Sharia law, wants to be in control, we see more attacks against Christians, more churches burned, more pastors killed.
In other places, religious nationalism is causing persecution against Christians. That's why various states across India have passed so many anti-conversion laws. Please ask God to strengthen Christians in these 18 countries and that the love of Jesus would change hearts. Times of trouble come to everyone in various shapes and forms. Set Free Ministries' Dean Vandermeer says emotional responses to trouble often obscure God's truth.
When we're filled with fear, we often make wrong conclusions and we make bad choices that lead us farther away from God. We have a little saying here at Set Free: do you want to live with your emotional compass to direct you or with your truth compass?
No matter what battle you're in, Set Free Ministries can help. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
We believe lots of lies about God's self and others. When we start to learn the truth, that'll set us free, and the Holy Spirit can empower us, and we hang on to faith instead of fear.
And if you're not in a time of trouble right now, please pray for those who are. Pray the Holy Spirit will connect these individuals with Set Free Ministries. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio shares a guide to help you pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.